The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Blooming Rainbow, a podcast about the struggles and history of the LGBTQ plus community. And now your host, Stephanie Nunez. Welcome back to another episode of Blooming Rainbow. Thank you so much for coming and listening today. I really appreciate it. I don't think you understand how much I actually do appreciate it, though, because it's not easy to talk about things like this just out in the open. Sometimes it can definitely be challenging, but I'm very grateful that someone is listening. Also, before I start this episode, I would just like to warn that there is mention of self-harm and suicide. If you are someone that is sensitive to those topics, please feel free to not listen to this episode. For this week's episode, I've been thinking about it for about a week, just because I feel that maybe I strayed away from the original purpose, simply because I was going through a couple of things and it was hard to really get any work done over the past month or so. I'm a very anxious person and I go to therapy and I take medication for it, but sometimes it's just so overwhelming that I can't do things. And with midterms coming up and things like that, it was awful. It was just so bad. I felt like there was just a huge burden and I couldn't move and I couldn't breathe, and I just laid in bed thinking about what I should do or what I should be doing and what I am not doing. But then one morning I was just so mad at how things turned out in my life. I was so mad about a certain situation in my life. I just felt so betrayed and disrespected, and I was stressed, and I was just so mad. And I'm not someone that gets mad easily. Maybe I'll get upset, but I won't get mad or angry at anyone. I won't get mad at a person. I usually get mad or annoyed at the situation as a whole, but never the person. But that morning, I was just infuriated with a very specific person, and I hated how I felt. It made me feel that I was letting someone else's stupid decisions affect how I felt. I just hate the way it feels, and I hate that sometimes I can't control my feelings. And that same day, I was just so mad, I got up and I just stood by my bed for a solid 5 minutes, just thinking and crying. And then I put on some shorts, a sports bra, my running shoes, and I went on a 3-mile run. And I'm pretty sure I cried during that run, but it felt so good to just do something for myself. I knew I needed to get out of my dorm and just do something, anything. And I went on a run, and I've been doing it for the past couple days. Well, okay, I didn't do it yesterday or today, but yesterday I walked a lot. I went to downtown San Rafael, and I just had a day to myself because I realized that I was putting in so much effort and love into other people, but I wasn't doing that for me. I wasn't taking care of my own needs, whether that be emotionally or physically. I wasn't getting as much movement and exercise as I should be. I wasn't dealing with my emotions in the way that I should. And yesterday was great. It was definitely hard and sad, but I reflected that it doesn't matter how much you love someone. It doesn't matter how much you want things to work out. Sometimes they don't. And I've also come to the realization that for my case specifically, the person they become after the breakup hurts more than the breakup itself. And I just felt so betrayed. And then I realized that I shouldn't take it personally because it speaks more on their character. And it shows me who they are. And like Maya Angelou said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And she showed me who she was and who she is, and I'm starting to believe, and I guess I do believe, that I dodged a bullet with that one. I say all of this because you need to learn how to take care of yourself and not give yourself up so easily for other people that aren't willing to do that for you. It's very hard when you give your all to someone that doesn't reciprocate things. It's very hard when you give your all to someone and that isn't reciprocated. Or that when things get rough, they turn around and make it seem like you're the one to blame for the problems that ended the relationship. And what I've learned from all of this, and what I'm trying to get better at, is knowing that I am my own person and learning what I want to do and learning the things that I like to do. I just wish it was easier, but nothing good comes easy. And I know that if I work hard on myself and my emotions and I'm consistent, I will be okay in the end. And I will be so much stronger than I am now. I get excited when I think about how I will be in a year or even a couple months, because I really want to grow. I want to be someone that doesn't let things get to them so easily, but still care about them, if that makes sense. I want to learn to be happy and to not focus on the bad things that people do to me. I want to learn to also pick good people to be a part of my life, because it is so draining when you continuously choose bad people and they just keep taking away from you. They leave your glass empty and leave what there is full. I guess mental health is the topic of today for this podcast, because in many ways, I don't think mental health issues are taken as important for people who are a part of the LGBTQ plus community. There was a study done, and it was published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, and the report stated that, quote, compared to heterosexuals, gay men who kill themselves were likelier to have had a diagnosed mental health condition, a history of suicidal thoughts or plans, an argument before death, and a crisis around the time of death. Like gay men, lesbians were also likelier than heterosexuals to have had a diagnosed mental health condition prior to suicide, and were likelier to have tried to signal their desire to attempt suicide before doing so, end quote. It also stated that, quote, compared to straight youth, lesbian, gay, and bisexual youth are 5 times more likely to attempt suicide, end quote. I don't know if that's how you do it, but that's how I've heard it be done, like with the quote, end quote thing. So let me know if that's not how you do it. Anyway. And the report also says that another significant finding was that lesbian and gay people were likelier than straight people to have reported a, quote, depressed mood or intimate partner problems and arguments before dying by suicide. The author of these reports also suggested that, quote, these differences may be linked in parts of the minority stress and discrimination that lesbian and gay male population experience, end quote. And another thing that was said in this report was that, quote, the barrier that stands between sexual minorities and mental health care is that, quote, the barrier that stands between sexual minorities and mental health care is that some mental health providers may lack knowledge and awareness of issues such as stigma and homophobia that may be pertinent to many gender and sexual minorities, end quote. The conclusion of this report, the author of it suggests that their findings can be used for suicide prevention efforts that target sexual minorities. The study also states that suicide prevention programs developed or tailored for LGBTQ plus individuals can consider the risk factors that are most salient to the targeted population and how these factors make there for some non-LGBTQ plus individuals. Reading this article made me sad because obviously it's something I know, and it's probably something you know, because I know I can't just talk to my parents about it, as we've all known. I know many people can't just go to their family and be like, hey, I feel alienated or I feel discriminated against because I am this being anything a part of the community, or simply growing up in a town that you know wouldn't accept you, or knowing that you eventually have to tell your parents that you are a part of the community. These are just a few, and maybe they seem small to you, but it's something. I think about it a lot, and I think it's also something that people in the community think about a lot. I remember one time I was like sitting in my bed back home, and this is when I was still dating, and I remember just sobbing because my parents didn't know. They didn't know that I was dating someone, and I hated that because it felt that I was hiding my then girlfriend from my parents. And she was completely fine with it because she understood, and I'm very grateful for that, and I appreciate that. I think about it a lot, actually. Like, she was so cool with that, and I really appreciate it. But I just feel like everyone a part of the community shouldn't have to hide who they are just because someone may disagree with it. We're not causing harm by loving someone the same sex or gender. It's not a bad thing to love someone, unless it's toxic love, and yeah, it's bad. But you know what I'm trying to say. This pertains to people who are gay or lesbian or bisexual or pansexual or anything within the community. And it sucks, because a lot of times some people end up taking their own lives because they don't feel accepted and they don't think that there's ever going to be hope for them. And it hurts, because most of the time all they really want is for someone to just say that it's okay, that it's okay to love someone even if they are the same sex or gender. I think that just that acceptance itself is so valuable, in my opinion. I believe that simply just acceptance can save someone's life. Just having someone to talk to can save someone's life. These are things I fundamentally believe, and I'm tearing up just talking about it, because my roommate and I were just talking about this last night, and how if we wouldn't have had each other over the past month, we would not have known what to do with ourselves. It's really interesting, actually, because we both had tough things going on, and they happened straight going into college. First, like, 3 weeks. And it was really hard because neither of us had experienced what the other was currently experiencing. And in a weird way, knowing that we were both going through it brought us together. It made it feel not easier. It was just nice to kind of talk about it. And now we laugh about it. And I don't know if that makes sense, but I remember one time we went to In-N-Out, and it was a day after my girlfriend and I broke up, and it was a week after she had her situation. And we were just sitting there, and we both were just talking about what just had happened to us. And we said, we couldn't even make it 3 weeks. And it really is crazy, because it all happened so fast and so soon into the year. And we laugh about it, but we know that it obviously hurts. But we laugh because we cope that way. And you know what's funnier? Is that we both came to the realization just today that we were so, so sad. And of course we still are, but it's better now. We maybe don't think about it as much as we did a month ago. And that's amazing. I know for me, I'm just like over it. Not over the situation, but more over feeling the way I did. Like I said before, I'm finding myself and reconnecting with people I haven't talked to since my second year of high school. And that was really specific because I had a specific person in mind. But now I'm just doing things because I want to do them and not because I feel pressured to do them. I'm starting to feel whole for the first time in my life. And I was gonna say it sucks to say, but it doesn't suck to say, because I didn't feel whole when I was in a relationship. And you shouldn't feel whole when you're in a relationship, because, I mean, you should, but you should feel whole in and out of a relationship. And I get really scared that I'm going to ride this high for a little bit and then it's gonna wear off. But I have to keep this positive attitude about it. And I have an appointment with my therapist tomorrow, actually. And I'm scared that I'm gonna feel sad about it after I talk to her. But if I do feel sad, I'll just cry it out, because I think it's important to allow to feel. And if you ever feel like your feelings are too much or that you're exaggerating, you're probably not, because we all feel things differently and you're allowed to feel. It's not a bad thing, and it definitely isn't a crime to feel. You are you, and you get to feel your emotions the way you see best fit. As long as you're not hurting anyone, just make sure that you're taking care of yourself, both physically and mentally, especially if you're going through hard times. I know it can be easy to get wrapped up in the whole, oh, well, I should be over it by now, or I shouldn't feel sad, or I shouldn't be mad about this. But truth is, we all deal with things differently. We all have different ways of coping and different speeds at coping. So don't ever feel bad about how long you're taking to cope or how you're coping with it. Like I said, as long as you're not hurting anyone or doing bad things, I guess. But that's all. That's all I really wanted to say in this podcast. I really wish you the best, and I hope you'll be here next time, next week as well. Thank you.